What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the Alex Duenas Podcast with your host, the Alex Duenas. Give me 1 second, just getting my microphone ready. What's going on, guys? So, it's another beautiful morning. It's about 6:50. Taking Lone for a walk right now. And today, I want to talk about, you know, our last podcast was like sad, like how to be sad, like deal with that. So, today is going to be another topic around the feeling of things not working out with someone that you like, maybe getting over a breakup, maybe, you know, it's somebody that you like doing something to you that didn't sit well with you, and how that is going to make us feel a certain type of way. But understand that this is where you grow. Now, again, you have to remember this. It's when things don't feel good. It's when you feel this pain in your heart, in your soul, even physically, that you're learning and you're growing. It's just, look, the faster you can accept that, the better decisions you can make. You see, when this tends to happen, when we feel this low, if you don't have a level of self-mastery, you will look for pleasures. You will look for quick pleasures such as food, lust, entertainment, alcohol, weed, sex, other drugs, like, I know some people that, you know, they like to go rave, or they're just, I need a weekend to get away, oh, it's Friday, I need to go out to the bar, like, I had a long week, or things aren't going your way, and you emotionally eat. See, all these vices are hindering your growth, because you're not allowing yourself to use what you feel as an opportunity for you to progress forward. Look, it's going to be fucking hard. It's so much easier to fucking drink. It's so much fucking easier to go eat. It's so much easier to just want to feel better and do something that literally makes you feel better, but also makes you take back steps. And if you want to grow and learn and become better, you have to understand this is the part where you grow from. You do not grow from things going your way. You just don't. There's a level of acceptance that things will not go your way. They're going God's way. And it's not what you want to fucking hear. I know it's not. Shit, I don't want to fucking hear it, you know? I don't want to hear it. I wish it went the other way, right? Like, whatever didn't go your way, I know you wish it did go your way. I know you wish it did work out, but motherfucker, it didn't fucking work out because there's something else that will work out better. And in the moment, you don't believe it. In the moment, you think, no, but it seemed so good. It could have worked. Yeah, well, it didn't, okay? Suck it up, buttercup. And I'm talking to myself too, you know? And that's what I say, you know, again, whether it's the loss of a job, whether maybe you might right now be not really good where you are with your fitness. You can always get help with that. Hit up your boy. Relationships, or you're talking to someone, you know, or you feel like spirituality, you know, how can you hear God? Like, look, it's, take this as, look, something ends, it means something is beginning. Something else is beginning. That's how it is. People die and people are born every day. You got to think about it that way too. All right, there are people who were here yesterday who aren't here today. And there are babies today that weren't babies yesterday. Okay? And that's just life. And so you have to remind yourself, look, it's the end of something, but the beginning of something else. And that will give you a sense of a better perspective. It's all perspective. And keep your frequency up. You know, woke up this morning like, okay, here we go, man. After having, like, you know, not the news that I wanted yesterday. right? Didn't get the yes I wanted. I got the no I didn't want. But I accepted it. You know, what can I do? You know, I woke up this morning, I'm like, here we go, man. I still got to do what I got to do. Still got to wake up at 3. Still got to have my coffee. Still got to pray to God. And truthfully, right? Right? Sometimes do we really want to pray to God when we prayed for certain things and they didn't go our way? And you're like, wow, Jesus. Thanks so much for being on my side. You know? And it's so difficult. And I get it. Trust me. I've been upset with Jesus too. I'm like, it was going so well. Man, you cracked me up, Alex. Right? Even fitness wise, one of my clients yesterday was doing so well and she got like food poisoning and she's like, oh, she was beating herself up. I'm like, listen, you're doing fucking phenomenal. Like, listen, rest, relax, eat some toast. This is adversity in front of you. Like, this is where you grow the most. And then she ended up knocking out a little workout, even though she was going to puke and shit. She had like bad food poisoning. I'm like, look what you did. She did the best she could with the adversity in front of her. And that's what I want you to do. There's adversity in front of you. You feel the adversity. It's not just in front of you. You feel it. You feel it. And all you want to do is kind of just like take it easy and kind of like take your foot off the gas. And like, I just don't feel like pushing forward because like I don't have that excitement feeling. I don't have that looking forward to this thing working out feeling. Oh, man. Like, yeah, it's that feeling. But you have to remind yourself, no, like, this is where I really grow. This is where I prove to myself who I am and what I can become. So when things do start going your way, when things do start going your way, it's a fucking breeze. You get that? And that's what I tell myself, motherfucker. If you can push through with work and motivate people and get on podcasts and get on TikTok live and still produce your content, even if you're feeling this way, even if things didn't work out the way you want to, who the fuck are you going to be? Like, when things do work out, man, it's going to be 10 times better. You're going to be 10 times stronger. You're going to be 10 times more proud. And that's how you got to look at it too. It's like when things do end up going your way, because they will. I believe they will. And I'm telling you to believe in that too. Things are going your way, whether it seems like they're not, but they are if you're doing everything right. Don't be fucking delusional. Okay? And what I mean by that, don't be having all these fucking shitty ass habits and be like, why is this happening to me? Why am I not dropping weight? Little do you know, you're eating like shit. Or why is the relationship not working out where you're treating the person like shit? You're not being as good as you could be. You know? Or why is God talking to me? You still have vices, still smoking weed, drinking, and watching porn, all the, oh, I can't hear God, he never speaks to me. Motherfucker, you can't even have a, you don't have a good connection. You don't have good Wi-Fi, because it's disrupted by all the bullshit you're going through. So, also be honest with yourself. Be like, well, I'm probably not doing this because I am doing this. You gotta understand that, you know? So don't bullshit yourself. So, but on the other hand, if you are, breathe and understand that this is a time for you to show yourself that you can still show up even if you don't want to when things are not going your way. Because when things start going your way, man, you're going to have even more power. Because you're like, oh, this is a breeze. You are really built right now through times of adversity. You are built when things don't go your way. Anyone can keep going in the right direction when everything's going their way. Can you still stay the path when things don't seem to be going your way? All right, prove it to yourself. Tell yourself you can. I'm like, I'm gonna do this. I don't give a fuck. I'm still gonna keep pushing forward. And that's what I tell myself too. I'm like, hey, I'm still gonna keep pushing forward. Always pushing forward, never regressing. Always pushing forward, never regressing. I'm not turning to vices. I'm not coping with the pain and suffering with things that only regress me. I'm coping with the pain and suffering with the things that make me better. My work, my workouts, my prayers. I stick to my diet. Do not get weak when what you need is strength. Think about that. Do not get weak when what you're looking for and what you need is strength. Okay? Much love. Take care, fam. Ugh.